الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد my beloved brothers kindly when those who are the back coming front Allah will reward you abundantly see Allahu Akbar try always to fill the serve from the front Allah, the one who's first here gets a greater reward than the one who's next Maulana will tell you that exactly what I just said Allahu Akbar Allah reward you my beloved brothers all praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with the wealth of iman May Allah pa keep us with iman. May Allah keep us with iman. May Allah take us away from this world in the state of perfect iman. And on the day of Qiyamah, may Allah resurrect us with iman. My beloved brothers, also we thank Allah Ta'ala who has made us in the ummah of His most beloved, for whom this world was created, Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So my beloved brother, we must be so thankful to Allah Ta'ala. Allah made us in the ummah of Rasulullah. Beloved friends, we are sitting here, we can see, we can walk, we can eat, we can jump. How many are there that can't do it? How many slept outside last night? How many didn't have a plate of food? Look at the dunya ni'mat Allah gave us. How many have parents? How many don't have parents? How many are in orphanages? How many children have abandoned them? The parents are in some home. Just think every moment, can we count the favors of Allah? And genuinely, my beloved brothers, we have not come to live. We've come to die. Less fortunately, all of us are making an effort to live. And what we forgot, we're going to die. That life is real. This is not real. This life is promised. That life is effort. This life, Allah has taken the responsibility not of human beings. Allah says in Quran, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا لَلَّهِ رِزْقُهَا There's not a creature, 2 feet, 4 feet, the snakes, from a snail to a whale, from an ant to an elephant, more than that, bigger than that, Allah alone knows. The responsibility of everyone's needs, Allah has taken. Everything. Till today, that father who thinks he's going to provide for his children, he's deceived. In fact, it is the barakah of the children Allah provides for the father. Allahu Akbar. For a man to say that my mother lives with me is an audacity. It's a shame. He should say, I live with my mother. That's deen. Allahu Akbar. Imagine a person carries his mother from Hadral Maut on his shoulders. Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah, Arafat, every portion of the entire Hajj, he makes with his mother on his shoulders. Then he comes and he tells the Sahabi, to what extent did I fulfill the right of my mother? Allahu Akbar. He say, only the smallest pain at the time of childbirth you haven't even fulfilled the right of that. Or one drop of milk that came from her person to feed you. Who showed the rights of mother? You know, recently our Jamaat was in America, so there was a Jamaat that went to Hawaii. People who came earlier. Allah knows how many hundreds all have. Came to one man, he was about in his dying bed, every type of machine on him, sitting on a wheelchair. And they came in the house, and then also, with a lot of resistance. And then they started speaking to him. And his wife obviously was not Muslim. And all she said at the end, he said, whatever you do, I want to be buried as a Muslim. And she was showing resistance. And then it was in the Western terms called Mother's Day. So she said, she responded and she said, that why aren't you with your mother when it is Mother's Day? So the Amir of the Jamaat, alhamdulillah, young, beautiful Ali, he said, no mother, you got it wrong. For us Muslims, there's no Mother's Day. Every day is Mother's Day. We have our mothers every day. Then she started weeping and said, it is 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Until now, not one of my children have phoned me. Brothers, Allah, what is there indeed that is not good but the best? All we have to learn is to submit. Actually, we should not even cast our gaze at anything of the kuffar. Not their shops, not their jobs, not their degrees, not their positions. not their professions, whatever it is, it's there, small. 20 years ago in America, what was the subject? IT. Now something like AI came. I know many of you intelligent people know better than me. It's called artificial intelligence. So the people of IT are losing their jobs. What's there on this earth that is stable? Huh? What's there? You know, it reminds me when we were small, we had a gangster. If you gave a man one shot, he could fly over the car. He was a Khan after all, you know. You Khan also. Huh? He was a Khan. Allahu Akbar, before he passed away, by the Qasam of Allah, if a fly sat on his face, his hand didn't have a strength to indicate the fly to fly away. What's our strength? What's our intelligence? What's our wealth? What's our position? What's our profession? What's our degrees? La ilaha illallah, they're all equal to zero. Allah is one. Allah was. Allah is. Allah will be. Allah's oneness never ends. Allah's oneness never starts. Allah is before the before. Allah is after the after. Allah is the giver of all those who give. Allah is the maker of all those who thought they can make. La ilaha illallah. Say it. What conviction. This world is dead, dull, hopeless, helpless. Wallahi, no rich man's riches can make him successful. On the alternate, no poor man's poverty can make him a failure. It's there. It's got nothing to do with what we got. It's from Allah. Allah is in charge. This we have to tell our dead hearts. If we don't do this, by the Qasam of Allah, we'll be dying. And we'll be worried what's going to happen to our children, forgetting what's going to happen to us on the journey if we went without Kalima. That's a true life. This is not life. This life is by the Allah's Qasam. And the entire world put together, can never fulfill one single human being's desire. Because this is the world of need, and the year after is the place of desire. And the most disappointed human being is that one who endeavors to fulfill his desire on this earth. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. May Allah, my beloved brothers, we are so fortunate by the Qasam of Allah. I can't tell you, ulama tell you more, but I can tell you one thing. Even if we took off the skins of our body to make shoes for Nabi alayhi salam, we can never repay that Nabi for the deen that Allah Pak has blessed us with. Imagine, my beloved brothers, Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah ta'ala told him to the effect, O son of Adam, if you own a valley of gold, you'll desire another. And if you get another, you'll desire another. And if you get another, you'll desire another. And the only thing that will fill the stomach of men is the sin of the grave. And then Nabi alayhi salam said to the effect, Jibreel alayhi salam didn't tell me. Instead, he blew into my heart, Meri dil ke andar fook mara. You will never die. You will never die. You will never die. Until what is meant for you doesn't get to you. Wallahi, before our death, our risk is to reach us before we die. And like the Urdu poet says, for those, I don't know how to translate this, he says so nicely, Khuda ko bhool gaye log fikre rozi mein, khiale risk ka razzaq ka khyal nahi. Hi, today the worry of our sustenance has made us forget the sustainer. Imagine Fajr namaz. Imagine Jumma was filled like Fajr, what would happen? From the morning we're swearing the Prime Minister, the President, the Mayor, the job, the shop, the white, the black. Have we ever swore ourselves? Man salli subhi fi zimmatillah, who made his Fajr, and that time in Sahaba's time, yes ulama, sitting. There was no Salat without Jamaat. Even the Munafiq made Namaz with Jamaat. The great Allah's beloved Nabi alayhi salam, a camel is there. The camel starts crying. Nabi alayhi salam could speak to the camel, obviously. The camel is complaining that my owner overloads me. The owner comes. Nabi alayhi salam said, whose camel is this? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what's the price? I'll give you the money. Because this camel has complained to me that you overload it. Yet that beloved of Allah, like how the Urdu poet says, na mojo me darya, na darya me pani. Na Adam, na Hubwa, na Isa, na Musa. Na Torah utarti, na Zabur utarte. Muhammad na hote, to kuch bhi na hote. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine when he says, I wish I could ask the boys to collect firewood so that I can set fire to the houses of those people who make their salah at home. Huh? Hello, somebody said nicely. He said, what the man say? Every youngster marching, rise Islam, rise Islam, rise Islam. The guy in the gym, I don't know how many kilos they carry. Were 120. What's the record? I don't even know, you know, 200, 240 kilos. Fajr carried the blanket, 25 grams they can't get. And we want Islam to rise? Brothers, in which world are we living? Today the Muslim and the Kafir alike, our faith as regards this dunya is the same. What is it? If you work, you learn. If you earn, you'll eat. If you eat, you'll live. The more you got, the better off you are. Is it there? Is it there? What's the good of having a palace without happiness? What's the good of having children who are disobedient? Huh? Ay, Allahu Akbar. Just look around us. What's the good of having a beautiful daughter who tells the mother, stop barking at me like a dog? I was one place now. Contractor. Super multi-millionaire in dollar terms. He made his entire floor out of marble. New Year's Eve. In the country, you know how's the other countries. Daughter says to the mother, I'm going out with my friends. Mother tries to dissuade her. Can't. Eventually she goes. Then she phones the mother, I'll be late. And when she comes back, but at everybody's fast asleep. It's black ice. It's in Boston. She slips on the black ice in front of the door. She hurts herself. She hasn't even got the strength to get to the phone. The next morning, the parents find on that beautiful marble their daughter lying dead. What's this dunya? We're looking for it in the wrong place. Every one of my youngsters, it's not in their biceps and triceps. It's in Fajr Salat. It's in the commands of Allah. The inner happiness, the peace. Allah has promised indeed not in these things. Allahu Akbar, today you're driving a Maserati and the next day? What's it? And if you're owing on it, how? You think you'll ever be happy in it? That's even if you got a conscience. Huh? What's it, my beloved? Success is only, wallah, not also, only in the obedience of Allah, in the life of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sahaba's wives were unique, man. They used to run behind their men when they used to go and earn and say, ya Rajul, oh men, go and earn halal. We can bear pangs of hunger, but we can never ever bear bellies of fire. Halal and haram till the end, it tastes the same. But one makes the body haram, the other one makes it halal. Where's that consciousness? Huh? It's jubba. I don't want to take a lot of time, my beloved brothers. You know, Allah forgive us. We got verbal diarrhea. We can just carry on, alhamdulillah. But brothers, wallah, that deen, how is that deen going to come into our lives? How is it going to come into our children? We worried my child failed university now. University, school, college. If he fails, it's like a janazah going out of that house. But if my child didn't make namaz, what is it? And yet, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, missing one salah is worse than losing all your family, all your property, all your possession. Are we right or is he right? Who is right? Brothers, this life, let's look after it. Bring deen in our life. Deen will make our life. Our money will not make deen. Deen will make our life. Rasulullah alayhi salam's beautiful daughter, Zainab radiallahu anha, passed away. Who is Zainab radiallahu anha? Allahu Akbar. When Nabi alayhi salam was in the plains of Hajj, and those people abused him. At one time they beat the camel. Nabi alayhi salam falls. The camel falls. Nabi alayhi salam is bruised and battered. Allahu Akbar, Zainab radiallahu anha. As if a little child sitting in there takes a piece of cloth, and at all those points where he was bruised and battered, she puts it. And Nabi alayhi salam tells, don't worry my daughter. Your father's deen will never be destroyed. In the haram she runs, leave my father. Leave my father. Leave my father. Yet when she passed away, and how she passed away? 3 or 2 years before, she was stabbed by the cousin of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, known as Habbar bin Aswad. And eventually, it was death that was written, and she passed away. Nabi Alaihi Wasallam was there. The entire day he was grieved. And when it came for the janazah, made the janazah salah, then beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took his Mubarak bodies in the grave. But then he smiled. Sahaba say, we never saw this. He said, I am so happy. I was worried what's going to happen to my daughter in the cupboard after so much sacrifice. But when it came to the cupboard, the malaika was smiling and welcoming my daughter. Brothers, there's a journey that is going to come for every one of us. Where our money can't help us. Our degrees can't help us. Our jobs can't help us. Our shops can't help us. Our family can't help us. What's going to help us there? This worry has left our souls. The only worry is roti, kapra, makan. House, job, shop, degree, position. How's your son doing? Immediately our eye turns to his dunya position. What's it, my beloved? Huh? What's it? Those sahaba who had four stones fastened to their bellies. Allah Ta'ala says about them, I'm pleased with them and they are pleased with me. What is that accolade? Any dunya? We have made akhirah the absent from our lives. Yet we are supposed to, like one of our elders said so beautiful, one great alim, in simple terms but so beautiful. He said the three great sins that we did, we forgot Jannat is our house. Then we forgot to take the whole of mankind to Jannat is the purpose of our creation. Because after our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there's no Nabi to come. We have been given this responsibility for every white and every black. Wallah, the plight of mankind. Imagine the suffering, the atrocities of the Muslims and the entire world. By the qasam of Allah, if a heart isn't affected by that, that is not a heart at all. But what must be the atrocities of one person who goes to Jahannam? All of this put together is nothing. And my beloved brothers, 90% of this ummah away from the masjids. How can there be barakat in our homes? Don't you think it's time to reassess our situation? Where are we going? And yet every day in front of us, somebody's dying. And the world is so cunning. The other day I was on the plane, and there was a young Muslim girl next to me, but she cried the entire journey. Eventually I was forced to ask, I said, Beti, kya hua? What happened, my little daughter? Because much younger. She said, my husband came to South Africa at the age of 20, and he made big money. We married for 1 month, and after 1 month they shot him dead. What is this dunya? What is this dunya? What are our screams about? What are our fights about? Like how a beautiful poet says very nicely, Jab mujhe chalna nahi aaya, log girne nahi dete. Ab to chalna aa gaya, log girane ki koshish mein lage. When I couldn't walk, people wouldn't allow me to fall. Now that I can walk, everybody's in the effort to make me fall. Jab kisi ke paas gari nahi thi, sab ke paas waqt tha. Ab to har ek ke paas gari hai, kisi ke paas waqt nahi. When nobody had watches for the poor, for the needy, for our family, for the sick. I was now in one country, my beloved brothers, a Western country, so-called first world country. And the Maulana tells me many of the bodies that come here. So what do you mean? He said, we just take a spray gun and spray water over. So I said, but what you mean, Maulana? I can't understand. I was not clever, you know what I'm saying. You never pass adversity or anyway. So Maulana tells me, he says, you can't understand? I say, no, I can't understand. He say, actually, how much time before this man died, nobody visited him. And after he died, nobody visited him. When the stomach burst and the bad odor came out, that's the time we found the body in this plight. Today we got time for our parents? Busy. Busy. Busy with what? Come to reality. Like it or not, we are guilty as charged. Every one of us. It's not me against you or you against me. The speaker is in exam. What are we doing? Look at our parents. What have we given them? What are we giving our children? What are we giving in our homes? The decor of the house, can it make happiness? Money can buy a palace, but can it buy happiness? Money can buy a bed, can it give sleep? Huh? Allahu Akbar, my beloved. So we didn't have watches. We had time. Today we got watches, we got no time. The other day, one janaza right here, and his friend told him, you know what? Let's go just to go and do the burial. He looked at his watch and said, I got no time, no time. Just came out from the accident, he's gone. He's lying next to the man, he had no time. So I say, jo mehnat hum kar raha hai, wo jeene ka hai. Wo jo mehnat humne chhod diya, wo marne ka hai. Less fortunately, the effort that we are making is only to live. And the effort we are forgetting is to die. Is to die. Is to die. Is to die. You know, we were in America now, in one place. So a friend of mine is telling me there was a janazah of this person always going in Jamaat. Now, you know, this tablighi has got no work to do. Tablighi is, you know, fellas, hey, the walkers and turners, man. You know what I mean? Hey. So making fun of this guy all the time. And this person passed away. And around his cover, 5 sons, all half hazes, all making dua. And the person who made fun of him, he's sobbing like a little baby. So I asked him, but why are you crying? He, somebody didn't die. He said, today only I realized. He died, there's 5 sons to send something to. That man's married to a non-Muslim. He said, if I die now, there isn't one person in my family who can send 3 kuls to me. Choose our life, my brothers. It's all over. Life is a thing that turns on wheels. Death is a thing that every man feels. If life was a thing that money could buy, then the rich would live and the poor would die. But Allah in His wisdom made it so. Black, white, rich, poor, men, women, educated, uneducated, healthy, sickly. Everyone's meant to go. How many fathers have buried their children? Huh? Allah, then He says so nicely, my beloved brothers. Jab bhi aur mera bhai bachcha tha, 20 dafa rozana ladta tha. Magar sone se pehle gali milakar so jata tha. When me and my brother were small, we fought 20 times a day. At night we hugged each other and slept. Ab to ek dafa ladta hu, aur maut tak aapas mein baat nahi karta hu. Today we fight one time until death we don't speak to each other. For what? Only for money. Tahajjud salat is easy. Fasting is easy. But inheritance is not easy. What happened to us? Brothers, it's one life. Why waste it, man? Make it, man. Everyone, young and old. Make a decision. Ya Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasul. I submit to you, Ya Allah. Finish. From today, what I did is gone. And Allah's doors. I know the Mansa, forgive me. 1-2 minutes. However, Allah, look at Allah's kindness and mercy. I'll tell you a little story, man. Allah's kindness, can you match it? In my town that I was, I hope you don't know where it is, so you don't have to worry. Allah, there was a person, how we call Sharabi Kababi, whole life in drinking, this, that. He came to the masjid, this was 30, 40 years ago. And he asked the people, the administration, can I take a bath and make ghusl? They said, this water is not good for you. His friend took him home. 3 weeks later, Allah Ta'ala took him for Hajj. Somewhere in those Mubarak places, he met his aunt. He sent a message to our administrators and he said, your water wasn't good for me, but Allah's water was good. We got that Allah. Introduce this mankind to that sinner. Even if his sins are from the earth to the sky. And one time from the bottom of his heart, he said, Ya Allah, forgive me. That kind of Allah's doors are such that Allah doesn't say, I forgive you. Allah says, I'll replace all your sins by virtue. Can you get a kinder rip? Isn't this our responsibility to introduce mankind, forget the akhirat, for the dunya to that Allah? All we have to do is what Allah wants. And by the qasam of Allah, Allah will do what we want. All we have to do is please Allah. And by the qasam of Allah, forever, dunya and akhirat, Allah will please us. Strange is the relation of Allah with a mu'min. Allahu Akbar. When it's difficult, and he makes sabr. Hi, his darja, his stage is unmatchable. And in good condition, when he makes shukr, what Allah will give him in return? That door for every adulterer is open. That door for every sinner is open. Wallahi, we introduce and bring somebody to Allah. One great saint used to say, on my own actions, I don't have so much hope. I don't know what will be. But one thing, if I made an effort on somebody else, and Allah guided him to the right, because after all, Nabi alayhi salam couldn't guide his own uncle. I know for sure, whatever good he does, Allah will not give me the equivalent to how well he did it. Instead, Allah will give me the perfection, the reward to the perfection of what he did. Ad-dalu ala al-khair kafaili. Brothers, Allah keep us all with iman. One thing we do, as far as our social welfare today, everyone, if we don't speak to our brothers, our sisters, our children, let us be the better and go and ask them maaf after Jummah namaz. Let's clean our heart. Every one of us. We can't die with somebody that we're not speaking to. Let's make this meal. As far as Allah is concerned, my beloved brother, everyone who's here, our 5 salah, inshallah. Let's make this niyat. From today, inshallah. Make a niyat to Allah. Allah, we make the niyat, we fall. Allah is so kind. He'll forgive us. and you give us tawfiq again. We'll try. We are human beings after all. But let's make this niyat, inshallah. Every one of 5 salawat jum'ah. Daily we'll touch that Mubarak Quran, inshallah. Allah, walk rather than listening to this. What all the lies we're hearing in the world, we don't even know. Take a little tasbih, man. You say subhanallah, the reward is from the earth to the sky. You say astaghfirullah, all the sins are forgiven. You read durood on Nabi alayhi salam today. Allahu Akbar, the closest on Qiyamah to Nabi alayhi salam will be the one who reads the most durood. That bring that life. Show good character, gentleness, sweetness, love. Imagine Allah, you make salam. Allah removes pride from your heart. Man who makes 25 times salam a day, Allah will enter Jannat without a frown on his forehead. Brothers, how much good is there in deen? Every part of our dunya, we're not saying give up dunya. We're saying make our dunya deen. Instead, today we're making our deen dunya. Allah forgive us all. Allah accept us. Make special dua for us also and for the whole ummah. The last thing, brothers. Sorry, man, I extended the time. Every one of us today, in our homes, there's every type of social media, this child's got this, that one's reading this, which is corrupting the heart and mind. Allah, all we are asking, take the kitabs in our home. Here's Maulana, ask our elders. Wallahi, start reading these Mubarak kitabs, not for long, 10 minutes, 15 minutes in our house. Speak to our children with love. Talk a little bit about death. Death is the cutoff of pleasures. By Allah's qasam, our children will become, Nabi alayhi salam said, they'll become the coolness of our eyes. Our jannat will be in dunya and akhirat.